Celeste, written by Roland Perry and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. It was 1832 on a winter's late afternoon in France's industrial southern city of Lyon. 8-year-old Celeste was coming home in the failing light with her small white dog, Lyon. She heard movement behind her. Lyon barked a warning, but Celeste was no match for the heavy-set brute who grabbed her from behind. She was shocked, but when she realized it was her stepfather, Guy, she punched and kicked and screamed. In her fury, she showed surprising strength as Guy tried to hoist her onto his shoulder. Brave Lyon snapped at the man's ankles and he was kicked hard in the side, causing him to yelp and back off in pain. Guy slapped the little girl across the face and head, subduing her to sobs. He then hurried off with her to a narrow passage in the southern part of the city and a working-class brothel, La Belle du Sou, which, given the shuttered windows, appeared closed at least until night. But Guy, his unshaven face masking several scars from barroom brawls, knew his way around this place. He pushed through the front door, staggered upstairs, past rooms where men were indulging their carnal urges with grunts of pleasure and crude language, and into a large smoke-filled sitting room and bar. There were 5 prostitutes with clients playing strip poker. Guy dragged the stunned and frightened Celeste into this scene. 4 of the women didn't care about the child's presence, but a 5th, Marianne, saw the fear and shock on Celeste's face and protested to Guy, who replied, "But she's my daughter! I must hide her from some wild men who would take her from me." Marianne took the child to her room, leaving Guy to drink and join the card game. Celeste was so distressed that Marianne gave her a sip of sherry to settle her. After 20 minutes of cajoling the girl into telling her what had happened, Celeste opened up. "He's not my father," she whispered, and repeated it several times. "He lived with my mother in Paris. He beat her up so badly once that she couldn't walk. She was taken to hospital. When she was better, she had to leave. We came here to Lyon. Guy must have discovered where we were." Celeste broke down. She was shaking badly. Marianne took her in her arms and comforted her. Through choking sobs, Marianne managed to learn that Celeste's mother, Anne Victoire, worked in the Lyon silk weaving factory. After reassuring the petrified child, Marianne locked her in the room. She left the brothel in search of Anne Victoire, but she could not find her, and so left a note at her home telling her to come for her daughter early in the morning, when Marianne hoped Guy would be comatose from drinking and physical exertion. Anne Victoire arrived at the brothel at dawn and was shaken to find Guy still up and cavorting with the women of the house. Although drunk, he was steady enough to attempt to attack Anne Victoire in the barroom, but not strong enough to push off the other prostitutes who closed around Anne Victoire. She escaped the room and hurried to Celeste, who had been alerted by the commotion. They made a dash for it. The prostitutes managed to restrain Guy, who was in no real state to give chase. Mother and daughter were forced to move from one friend's home to another to avoid the disreputable Guy. Anne Victoire still worked at the factory owned and run by the kindly bachelor, Monsieur Raoult, who eventually gave her and Celeste lodgings in his big home next to the factory. It stood on a quay overlooking a river bridge with 2 large customs buildings at either end. Raoult lived on the ground floor. An elderly lodger lived on the 1st floor, and mother and daughter took rooms on the 2nd floor. But there was nothing Anne Victoire could do with Celeste during the long hours at the factory, which meant that the little girl had to stay in a bedroom all day. "I don't want to be locked up," Celeste protested. "I want to work with you." "You're too young," Anne Victoire replied. "But you said I looked 12, Celeste said, clasping her budding breasts. "I'm taller than girls who are 12. Anne Victoire spoke to Raoul, telling him Celeste was 10.
"The law is strict," he replied. "I have a few under 12 already and don't want to attract the attention of the authorities."
"Could you at least give her a trial?" Raoul relented. Celeste was asked to wind the silk threads over the bobbins, and she proved as competent as the older children. She was given the standard 10 sous, equivalent to a farthing or quarter penny a day, and a few extra if she worked overtime when her mother did more than the standard 10 hours a day. Even as a child, Celeste loved fashion, and she coveted the colourful silk dresses on display in the factory's foyer. Anne Victoire encouraged her to save her money and buy one for herself. After 2 weeks' work, Celeste managed to do this, and it generated her first feelings of pride in being independent.